On Robin Hood Radio, we have been so pleased with what Robert and Alan have done with the Sharon Playhouse over the 3 to 4 years they've been here, especially coming off of a pandemic year. This year they have shows that are going out on their stage, which is set up outside. Towards the end of the season, they'll be going inside the theater for shows. But they've also added something which they did about 10 years ago, where they had 3 or 4 of these concerts. But they've added a whole summer of them now. And these are their little cabarets, which are put on the outside of the theater, and they're incredible concerts by themselves. You want more information on all of them that are coming up, you can go to SharonPlayhouse.org. Today we're going to be speaking about the Emerald Trio, which is appearing Sunday, July 25th at 2 p.m., and we have a couple of Emerald Trio with us this morning. So let's first of all, as I used to say in an old game show, sign in, please. Who am I speaking to this morning?
I am Karen Bogardus. I am the flutist in the group.
And I am Orlando Wells. I play violin and viola in the group.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Emerald Trio. How did the Emerald Trio come together, first of all?
God, I'm not sure what year that was, Orlando. Do you remember how many?
I don't remember exactly what year it was that we met Matt, but it was it's got to be at least 10 years.
Oh, more than 10 years.
Closer to 15.
Yeah, we met our founding member Matt Caffell, who's no longer recently left the group, probably close to 15 years ago, and just sort of on a casual basis, we just met and played through some music together, and we had such a synergy and connection with him and thought he was such a brilliant musician. We just started doing concerts, and we ended up meeting all these Matt's a composer. Our current pianist is a composer, so Matt wrote us a bunch of pieces. We're going to play 2 of Matt's pieces on our Sunday program at the Sharon Playhouse, and we ended up having over 40 pieces written for us and premiered by us over the course of the 15 years, and most of them based in New York City. And Matt has moved on to, we love him, he's very beloved, and he will be there, actually, at the concert. He has gotten very busy with other projects, and James Shepherd is now our pianist, and he is also a composer. They're very, very similar. They both are tenors. They're both great pianists.
Wonderful pianists.
and wonderful pianists. And they're both do a lot of Broadway. All 3 of us are do a lot of Broadway.
Yeah, we're speaking with Karen in Orlando, the Emerald Trio, Sunday, July 25th at 2 o'clock at the Sharon Playhouse. It's interesting when I looked at the review on you. You play tunes basically Broadway medleys and more. So when people come and listen to you, obviously they're going to get a wide range of different types of music.
Absolutely. That's one of the things we pride ourselves in is our the versatility of the group. Various styles and genres ranging from straight ahead classical music to Broadway to contemporary but accessible contemporary music, and that's one of the things that's key, because our programs are geared towards our audience as well as things that we like to hear. You're not going to come to the concert and hear music that is so above everyone's head that they're not going to enjoy themselves. I mean, all of this music is, I think, very tuneful, very much in the it's very much listening music, but it still challenges the audience.
We're talking about the Emerald Trio. Will be at the Sharon Playhouse on Sunday, July 25th. Do you feel that both of your experiences in entertainment, in music, had increased your awareness to all the different forms of music that are out there, which kind of gives you a heads up where you can present something, where you can read an audience, just kind of knowing what you've been exposed to and what you like and what the audience likes?
Absolutely. Particularly being from the New York area, because there's such a vast variety of people from all walks of life that make up our audience, and also the variety of work that comes our way. I mean, we've played in so many different ensembles with so many different styles, and we meet people that that are exposed to so much interesting music that we that we do have a good read on the audiences that that come to hear our concerts.
You know, it's funny. My dad, many years ago in the 50s, was a comedian, and he always used to, before the show, he would go out dressed totally as just a local person, and he'd hang around, and then he'd go backstage, and he'd have an idea of what the audience was like. We're speaking with Karen and Orlando, who the Emerald Trio. Now, I'm going to ask you each a personal question here. Who are your favorite entertainers? Karen, I want to start off with you. Who would you consider being your favorite entertainers?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I usually don't like questions like that because, there's so many. I it's hard to pinpoint, I'd have to think about that. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
What about what?
It's funny. As far as myself, a lot of the entertainers that I really like are comedians. I'm actually a very a big fan of comedians from kind of the old school, from like Richard Pryor and George Carlin. You want to see somebody that knows how to capture an audience and keep them on their keep them on their heels. That those are the kind of people that I really like to emulate. And it's such a difficult thing to hold on to an audience as a comedian, because you have to continuously keep them entertained from beginning to end. There can't be any lulls. There can't be any downtime. And that's one of the things as a performer that you have to be aware of, that you're constantly on. And you have to keep the music flowing and keep your audience engaged. Otherwise, you can lose them.
You know, it's interesting. And Karen, I'll throw this back to you now. I mean, I appeared in one production of The Music Man as Marcellus Washburn, and I found out what it's like to be on a stage. I found out what it's like to project to the audience and your audience reaction. But what you're going to be doing really is a cabaret, and even though these are taken from Broadway shows, there's a big difference when you're in the cabaret setting, and I think it's much more personal, and you have that closer contact with the audience.
Yeah, I just want to clarify something. We are doing a Broadway medley.
Yep.
But it's very eclectic program. We have one program that the piece that James wrote, the last movement starts out with a fiddle, like a straight up fiddle tune, like violin fiddling, and we're doing a brilliant arrangement of the Firebird Suite Infernal Dance, and we're doing something by Piazzolla, which is tango music, and we're doing a piece that evokes like images from an African desert, very exotic music. So it's not only Broadway. I don't want to mislead our audience into thinking that we are doing a Broadway medley. We're opening with that, but it's much, much more than that.
Well, I just see that from your background that what you're going to bring really is very, very diverse for the audience.
Right.
Very much so.
Well, and is this your first trip to Sharon?
Actually, I grew up in Sharon.
No.
Pretty much. My dad grew up there, and my grandmother lived there, and we lived in Poughkeepsie, and we spent every summer as a kid there, and every weekend, every Christmas holiday, we just moved in with my grandmother.
Yeah. So, and now we have a house in Sharon.
Now we have a house in Sharon, so we're locals.
Well, I think that's great, and once again, it explains how important that the Sharon Playhouse has been. I mean, the first production I ever saw was at the Sharon Playhouse, and that was the Fantastics. Okay, and I was just a little kid, as a matter of fact, and that's back when the old Playhouse is where the Bach Gallery is now. That's how long I've been, I've been around. But I think it's shows like yours and what Robert and Alan do that really make us very lucky here in the tri-state area to experience the type of music that you're going to bring us on Sunday the 25th.
Yes, and I actually 20 years ago played a production of South Pacific at the Sharon Playhouse. So it's my second performance there.
Well, I'm going to welcome you all back home for that weekend on July 25th at 2 o'clock. You won't have to travel far to get to the stage. The Emerald Trio, SharonPlayhouse.org for more information. Karen and Orlando, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you so much for the interview.